Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, we don't want the shirt coming off.
You don't?
It's not even cold in here, or hot.
Do we do a mic test? Are we not doing
it? Thumbs up.
It's beautiful.
Oh, we're on. It's hot.
Jeff sucks.
It's hot. Beautiful here.
Jeff sucks.
You know, people don't care that you guys whine about being hot in there all the time.
No. I don't think it's too bad now.
Yeah,
I just said the shirt's coming off here. You guys are gonna.
Could you hear that on there, Josh?
Yeah, my ears are bleeding. Thanks.
Hey. You guys are gonna have to deal with my
water mountain right here.
My naked body.
All right.
Why'd you have to say it like that?
Yeah, that's not.
You're gonna have to deal with my naked body.
Well, because I'm hot.
We're doing a show.
I'm looking for some user questions.
Didn't you have another Twitter poll or some other one you had on there?
Oh, what was the other Twitter poll?
Yeah, what was that about?
I like to chime in after.
So Roach doesn't want to go with us.
I got to go to a soccer game.
You don't have to go to a soccer game.
It's my daughter's soccer game.
You're going to spend 3 weeks with
her. Yeah.
I support my kids.
In the morning they got a soccer game?
11
o'clock. Financially, why do any more than that?
Where is it?
Batavia. So we got to leave at like 10.
Well, you know what? Oh, you go with us, we go to that. Batavia, and then we drop you off at the soccer game. Bingo.
I might be able to do that.
No, he isn't doing that because he wants to go to Brockport.
Nah, I don't care. I'm not going anywhere, I don't think.
Well, screw him, too. Both of you are idiots.
It's a soccer game. Big soccer
How's
game.
How's Twitter poll coming, Ryan?
I'm trying to find it.
You got nothing. Producer said, oh, we got all kinds of material
You
today.
Ready for one? Here we go. Buckle in. Listener question.
On the freaking computer.
Listener question. This one's coming from Chris.
Oh,
Chris B.
Don't know any Chris's.
Yeah, we know this one.
Yeah, we got Chris. Chris is
he did one last week.
Chris is returning a returning
you mean 2 weeks
member.
Ago.
Whatever it was, I don't remember.
All right, ready? Here's Chris's question. Thanks.
What's Chris
Thanks,
got?
Chris. If you want to send in a question, email us.
This Zevia crap sucks.
It's good.
It's awful.
Fourfatguysshow@gmail.com, like all spelled out.
Diet. Pop.
Thanks for talking right over. Trying to brand the show here.
He's dissing a future sponsor over there.
What's wrong? Wait, so what is it?
Zevia is made especially for diabetics.
Oh. There it is. There
new record,
it is.
New record.
That is a new record. That was almost under 3 minutes.
Jeff baited him a little bit there with that one.
Ryan, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
for sure.
For being a part
you
of
tell
the
me
show.
To find the poll.
All right, here we
I'm
go.
Trying to find the poll.
You have two equally skilled people about to battle. One has a knife, one has a hammer. The hammer and knife are of equal size. Who wins? That one's coming from Chris. So if you hate
equal
it, yell
talent,
at him.
Though.
Equal talent, equal size.
What
hammer
about
v
intelligence?
Knife.
Everything's equal.
I guess one can do math really well.
There's strategies.
Wait a minute. All right. I want the question one more time so I've got it all the facts.
Every single time. I'm going to start giving you guys.
I just want all the facts. I want to be ready.
I'm waiting for you to go. This
you have
stupid.
Two equally skilled people about to battle.
Okay, equally skilled in battle.
About to battle. Two equally skilled
so
in
that
battle.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean one could be
I
way
just
smarter.
Made it. Equally skilled in battle.
They're total equal.
Equally skilled in battle means All they're right. totally equal.
All right.
One has a knife, one has a hammer. The hammer and knife are equal size. Who wins?
I'm saying the knife.
No, I'm saying hammer.
Why are you saying hammer?
I think I'm going hammer, too.
Yeah, I'm saying hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah. Hammer, you get one good swing to the head, it's
hammer
all over.
Hammer hits your
yeah,
soft
because...
spot and you're done.
Because one good stab with a knife won't
you
hurt
you. Shouldn't
you.
Have put a target on it. That's the problem. You shouldn't have painted that bullseye.
Hammer hits my soft
it's
spot.
Easy, you know what? It's easy to see because you can see his heartbeat.
It's like a game of whack-a-mole.
Yeah, well, there you go. So your knife was stupid then.
Well, I could stick my knife in that ball of soft spot.
The problem
go right
is,
in there.
When you hit me with the knife, I'm probably not going to die right away. I hit you with a hammer. I hit you in the head. You're not. You're out. You're out.
Plus the
if
hammer.
If I hit you in the throat with the knife, you're dead.
Plus with a hammer, you got a couple options. You can use the claw.
The claw
or the bing part.
See, I think the difference is the hammer, you definitely have more power. Like, it's more weight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're going to be slower. You know, you're not going to be able to whip a hammer around like you could a knife.
Don't pick on Jeff.
I think it's a 50-50.
It's a tough one, but I think I would go hammer.
If you fought 10 times, it'd be 5-5 probably.
But the question would be, though, if you had to fight somebody you knew was equally skilled,
which I take?
Do you take?
Taking the knife.
You're dead.
I disagree.
You got a couple hammer claws.
I would hammer the hell right out of your head, too.
You'd have a hammer claw stuck in your head.
Let's go.
I would just keep hammering that head.
You know what I'd want to do? I'd want to put in his head just enough to injure him so he's incapacitated, can't do it. And then I would hammer his toes. Pick out a finger, I'd hammer a finger.
You'd go jigsaw on him.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, I would hammer his head. And when he was done, I'd go right after Ryan because I am just pet peeve for this episode is the guy's not
you
even.
You tell me to find
episode.
A pole.
You know
I'm
what the best thing is? He's not looking for a pole because I'm watching him here. He's looking down at his phone, and every once in a while, he gets a little smart.
Yeah, like he's reading. He's reading emails something or funny. Text yeah. from friends.
He's
or
playing
something.
Candy Crush again.
He. We got to stop paying him. That's he's it. Worthless.
Listen, that's one less tidbit for him.
All right, so I think we all agree the hammer.
The knife.
Next. What's next?
The knife.
The hammer. What would you do?
What do you mean, what would I do? I would try to block the hammer with my arm and get a stab in on you.
You know
what? And then it's
you know,
over.
You know, I hate to say it. I think Roach is right. No. I think the knife is the way to go.
No way. Because what are you going to do? You stab your belly? Nothing's happening to that.
You're not fighting me.
Yeah, yes,
I'm fighting you. I don't have to worry about your problems.
No, equally skilled. So I'm saying it's you. It's the same. You're up against you. You stick them in the belly. Chances are you're bending that knife.
You take one shot in the arm with the hammer. You stick away with the knife. I go right in the belly.
You stick them in the belly. The hammer hits you.
You know what I have? You stick him in the belly. No. He'll never get through the outer layer of fat.
I get my knife into your gut. You're not hitting me with a hammer.
He'd stick him in the belly. I'd lose the knife.
You know what? Know what I do? Once I got him incapacitated too, I'd put a Mountain Dew right on the table, and when he reached, I'd go bam on the hand. He couldn't even pick it. He'd be flopping his arm around.
I would stab you so many times.
What do you think Mountain Dew feels like if you pour it into a wound?
And then I put a. Then I put
take
a.
Take it that way.
Probably
though.
All right. Like,
I'd put a three ounce greatest. Filet mignon in front of him, and just before I take a bite, I'd knock a tooth out.
Yeah, I think knife would be the way to go.
Yeah, no, you're done.
Hey guys, I found the poll.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being in.
Who's the new person? Is that
minutes?
Ryan?
Five he didn't minutes? Even say what he thought about the knife and
at
hammer.
One point he was like, I said
I would go with the hammer. Yeah.
He stumbled through a sentence where he said hammer. Hammer.
He's just agreeing with the group, so yeah. He doesn't have to talk.
Well, that's what I do half the time.
All right, what's the question? Is this a poll question?
Yeah, it was a poll question. Which of these quote-unquote fictitious beings is most likely to actually exist?
I couldn't even answer this one. I couldn't even answer.
Didn't we talked about this?
Didn't we?
Yeah, but then we put
yeah,
it out
he
to
put
the
it
people.
On a Twitter.
So
panel.
We want to see the results.
What was the poll? What did those idiots think?
So the options were zombie, Bigfoot,
dumb,
Superman,
true,
Loch Ness monster,
dumb, possible.
I didn't answer it because none of them are possible.
Is I hate you guys on that?
However,
no, they only let you.
That's not fictional. That is real.
However, I would have gone with Loch Ness.
Loch Ness is possible.
Just because we don't know the depth.
We still can't get way down there. Yeah. We don't know.
We had 100.
What?
Loch Ness is
it's a lake. It's not the ocean.
Hey,
that's like the deepest lake in the world.
Oh, it's the deepest lake on the planet.
Check out how deep that thing is.
We're not saying that it's possible. I'm not saying it's possible. If I was forced to pick one, it'd be the Loch Ness.
What was the choice of zombie?
Zombie, impossible.
Zombie, Bigfoot, Superman. Loch Ness monster.
Bigfoot?
It's only 745 feet deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep. I've seen a lot of deep.
Well, I'm saying deepest lake in the world.
Welcome after to, all the all
welcome
the
to
people,
Googlecast.
All the people looking for Loch Ness, it moved out. It's in the deep. It went down deep.
Yeah. All right, ready? Yeah. Here's one. Lake Baikal in southern Russia is over a mile deep.
We got any listeners there?
We I don't know if we have any Russian listeners. Let me see.
Yeah.
So what do we got, Ryan?
No Russian listeners.
So with 179 votes, Superman came in last place at 7%.
Yeah, totally not possible. I agree.
You don't think that it's at all possible that there could someday be an alien or something that comes here. Well, Superman was an alien.
See, that's the thing that gets me. Space is huge.
Yeah, and, I agree with this, Ryan. I do.
And has significantly greater abilities than we have.
He gets freaked because of the Earth's sun.
I just heard a guy, some scientist on the radio was talking about that, and he was saying that humans and chimpanzees are like almost identical in their makeup.
Right.
That's like 99.
There's like 1% or something that even less different.
Yeah, isn't it like 0.1% or something?
Yeah, it's tiny. For some people, even less.
Which they were like, and that's like massive. Crazy because you look at a chimpanzee and you go, oh, they're just dumb animals.
Well, I look at Roach and say the same thing. But
they're saying.
Hey, I don't want to insult our chimpanzee listeners.
There could be life in outer space that's 1.1% smarter than we are.
See,
they look at us like they would look at us like, Jesus, what are these?
I took it to be the Superman that we know of.
I agree.
The one that has X-ray vision, blah, blah, blah. That's why I poo-pooed it.
I agree.
Yeah, I get that. I do think it is entirely possible, though, that there is life that has far superior abilities
absolutely.
To us.
No denying it.
Yes.
And possibly X-ray vision. We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the X-ray, I don't know. The X-ray seems more reasonable than the
light.
Like
when I'm in this room, I think I was dropped off from another planet. And I'm like miles above the intelligence level here in the room. That's how I feel like Superman in the room.
Planet of the Apes planet?
Third place at 16% was a zombie.
Yeah, that should have been last.
I think that should have been last.
I think, again, zombie entirely possible.
He thinks zombie is his
not life. By the definition of a freaking zombie.
What's the definition of zombie?
They're dead.
They have to come back to life.
Okay, so people die every day because they inject themselves with too many drugs, and we bring them back to life.
No, that's not
But they're not dead.
Stupid.
They are dead.
No, they are not dead.
They're right. They're not dead.
They're not dead.
If they were clinically dead, then they couldn't be brought back to life. Back.
They bring people back to life all the time.
But they're not clinically dead.
You ever see that mummy movie?
Yeah, well, hey, hold it. He has a point. Frankenstein.
There are people that are clinically dead that they jumpstart their heart and get them.
They wouldn't jumpstart them. They're dead. That's what they pull the sheet.
Amount of time, they're dead.
But their brain is not. It's the brain that doesn't shut down yet. Last to go is the brain.
Right. But.
That's why if you get the heart going again, you can still
be
in business.
If you can get the heart going again, you get back in business.
Right. But after a certain point, then it's too late.
Yeah, once the brain activity stops, it's over.
That's why on the documentary Walking Dead, you got to stab him in the brain.
So are you telling me that you can't be... I know this is a repeat of a previous episode, but why is it so absurd to think that you could be infected with something?
That part is not absurd.
That is not absurd.
That kills you.
It doesn't. That's where you get upset.
That's where you go. Bye bye.
But your brain survives long enough that whatever this thing
then you're
is,
not dead.
Then you're not dead.
Infects you.
You're not dead though.
Oh my God.
See, that's what we talked about. The one where he's in New York City with.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend is more possible.
Yes.
Because then they try to cure cancer or something, and they infected everybody, and they turn into some
there's been
beast.
Later,
that's a good movie.
Yeah,
there's been some later zombie movie. Will Smith could be a sponsor of a show,
I'm a big fan of Will Smith.
I like Will Smith a lot, too.
I like him, too. He's all right, I guess.
Anyway.
I like Jesse Jeff.
Yeah, French Prince of Bel-Air.
I think you're all idiots.
Yeah, because we don't believe in zombies. We're the idiots.
Okay. Listen, when it happens.
Okay.
Hey, the only one in this room that's ready for it is me.
Oh, that's not true.
Why? Because you got your guns?
I'm ready. Oh. I watched The Walking Dead. I could pop people right there.
You're
going
to freaking shoot yourself.
In second place, Loch Ness Monster, which I think is totally plausible. We have no methods for exploring the depths of...
of a 700-foot deep lake.
No methods.
Okay. It might be crazy. It might be crazy to think that it's in a 700-foot deep lake. But you're going to tell me that it can't be in the thousands of feet deep ocean?
It's called the Loch Ness Monster.
It's in the Loch Ness Lake.
He's got his address in his name.
It just visited there in the summer.
It's not the world ocean.
His summer home.
And then in the winter, he goes back to the deeps of the ocean.
It's not the world ocean monster.
I would have flopped those two, Loch Ness.
I'm telling you right now, we live not that far from lakes that are almost that deep. There are finger lakes that are close to that deep.
Okay, but I'm saying that there's definitely possible.
Wasn't there one to Lake Champlain? Don't they say
there's one in Silver Lake in Perry?
Yeah, the Silver Lake.
Yeah, the Honeoye Lake monster.
Definitely possible that there are giant sea creatures that we are unable to.
You know, I think Loch Ness gets in the Finger Lakes. A couple Bigfoots carry him over the land to get to the Finger Lakes.
And in first place with 53% of the votes was Bigfoot.
See, it should be the opposite.
I think that should be switched too.
This coming from a big Sasquatch believer.
Oh, I love the I'm not really a Sasquatch believer, I am an enthusiast. I love that Finding Bigfoot when that was on the Animal
Planet. It was
funny. It was awesome.
Did you hear that?
And they'd watch film. And the funny part about that show was they'd watch film that I would go, oh, that's pretty good. And they'd go, nope, can't be. They'd look at it and go, this is wrong. This is fake. Then they'd watch some film like with baby Bigfoots and stuff, and they'd go, that's possible. That could be.
My favorite part of that show was when they tried to communicate with the Bigfoots by smacking a stick against a tree.
They love doing that. They do all kinds of
things. Carter used to do that.
You know what? That's kind of what it sounds like when Roach was going to the... Those sticks slapping together.
Did you see the Survivor Man Bigfoot? That was a good one. Oh, he did a whole 2-part episode where he went looking for Bigfoot.
I remember that.
Did he find it?
No.
That was the guy with the harmonica, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Survivor Man.
There was a couple Twitter Bigfoots. You know, in response to the four fat guys.
Oh, that's how they.
They have videos.
They had videos.
A couple of them were dancing Bigfoots.
That's just science.
And then in a Twitter poll from, I don't want to go too deep into this because I know that sports turns off Nicole, especially. She falls asleep when we talk sports. But I just found this interesting.
Hold on. Get a pillow. Get a blanket. Get comfy.
Get comfy, Nicole.
I just want to prove a point. So Tuesdays with Mary, one of our
famous Seamus,
our friend Famous Seamus podcast. He asks for all the MMA fans out there.
That's me. I'm an MMA fan.
We've all watched MMA. UFC for at least some period of time. And he asks, who's your favorite foreign fighter of all time?
Foreign fighter?
Yeah, not American fighter.
That guy from Brazil.
Anderson Silva?
No. Oh, yes.
He
Spider?
Was the Spider.
Yeah. What about George St. Pierre?
George St. Pierre, I like him a lot, too. Yeah. Canadian. How about, who was the big Russian?
Fedor. See, that was one of his options. Another one was Mirko Krokop.
Never a big fan of Krokop. Another he came to the UFC and got beat quick.
Yeah, he was more hype.
Yeah.
Igor Vovchanchin. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Haven't heard of him. But and then the last option was other. My mind instantly went to no GSP.
How do you go other and not have Anderson Silva on that list?
No. What about what's his name from
GSP on that list?
What about from Ireland there? What's his
name? Oh, yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other guy.
England guy.
Yeah, I hated that guy.
I listened to the Chewed Gum podcast today, episode 7.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Another famous Seamus.
Yep. This episode is turning into the famous Seamus.
Speaking of George St. Pierre, do you guys remember that show Pros versus Joes?
Yeah. Yeah, I love
that. There was an episode where he was playing defense in football, and you just had to get, you had to jump over this like inflatable like set of linemen and score a touchdown. Uh-huh. And this dude tried to go right over the top of George St. Pierre, and he grabbed him in midair over his head, stopped him, and then threw him backwards. It was so good.
GSP was great.
Did you guys ever see Bully Beatdown? It used to be on like MTV.
No.
Oh, that was awesome. They'd have like some guy that would pick on some guy for his whole life, and they would have him get in a ring with an MMA fighter because these bullies would think they could really go up against them. Oh. And they had a great show. Now, and they would kick their butt.
That would be a great show.
I got to find this show.
The one
now.
Time was the guy threw up. He got hit. He got kicked in the leg. So the bully threw up at the ring. It was awesome.
I would love to see that.
That would be a fun show.
Sometimes they have those on YouTube. Bully gets his back.
I watch those too. Yeah.
Them guys, these bullies too, were always picking on weaklings or, you know, weaker guys. So they think they could really do it. Yeah, I could train a little bit. I could go. They could get
There's
killed.
A lot of, I'm not kidding you. Working at the school, I talk to kids all the time that think, yeah, I could play professional football or I could, and they're not even playing on the football team, the high school football team. And they're like, yeah, I think I'm going to go to college and I want to be a professional football player. And I'm like, you're not even on the high school team. How are you doing that?
Let's go work out and try and get on the NFL team. I think I'm going to get drafted this year. This is my big year.
I think we could do it.
Let's go train.
Mark Wahlberg did it in Philadelphia, remember?
That's a good movie.
That was a good movie.
That's a true story.
That is.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
All right.
Thumbs up.
Hey, I want to let you guys know today, too, I was in the green room. It's at our house, but it's like the piano room.
Not for the studio.
No, not
not for our studio.
Our prep room for our studio.
Just so you know, fans, I was in the green room at my house.
I was. And I'm looking out the window, and I see my dog out the back window. Squat.
No, stop. No.
Turn right
No,
around.
We are done with this segment of the show.
Eat it right up.
Never again.
And you know what I said? Good boy.
Self-cleaner. He's a self-cleaner.
Yep. Never again. No. Yep.
I see our poor father walking around picking up
with a pooper scooper.
Pooper scooper all day long.
Yep.
You don't have to.
Not at my house.
That little little chihuahua thing that God is smarter than your dog.
My dog's smart. He cleans
his own poo.
Himself. Well.
Stop. Now, see, if you had a person do that,
maybe
you would never say they look smart.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't care how dumb my dog looks. I don't have to go out there with a scooper and pick it up and throw it out in the field.
But the problem is you let this dog into your house. This is not a dog you ever let in your house if it eats its crap all the time.
Yeah. I get rid of that kiss, dog, too.
He swallows it and he licks his lips.
Yeah. He's clean about it.
He goes to the water bowl, splashes around a little
bit. It's not like he rubs his face in it or anything.
If this is going to be a reoccurring segment on the show, I'm quitting.
We had another question.
I got a question for you.
I just thought I'd let you know.
God, I hate you.
Now,
I hate you.
Have I mentioned the diabetes yet either?
I hate you.
Did.
It made it like 5 minutes in.
I'm sure you did.
Make sure.
All right, so here's our question.
You
guys are gonna complain.
Who's it from?
This is from Reddit. Okay. Right, it's a speed round question.
Right. It's a question.
You guys are gonna
be a fan of the show, Reddit?
Reddit is big fans of the show.
You guys are gonna complain, but last time I gave you a question like this, it turned into a fan favorite. We got tons of responses to it.
Another finger legs.
I'm so glad you knew where I was going with this. All right, so rather than finger legs or leg fingers, would you rather have hair for teeth or teeth for hair?
All right, so this I heard the word or.
Done.
Hair
for teeth or teeth for hair?
Teeth for hair.
Do I still keep my regular teeth if I have teeth for hair?
Yes, so all teeth.
Don't you understand or?
I, Hands down. It's an easy one.
I want the teeth for hair.
I love food.
Yeah. I can't eat with that hair.
We sat on a past episode. You're not going to gum your food.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want hair teeth, right?
See, now I'd say we make it interesting because I agree. There's no question here. You got to go teeth for hair.
Right.
So, because you would still have your teeth for teeth.
Right. Here's what I'm going to remind you. It's not just hair on your head.
So now.
May I put a hat on?
Oh, it's not just hair on your head.
Yeah, what do I care?
What do you mean it's not just hair on your head?
Yeah, there are other places you grow hair.
Can you shave?
You're going to shave teeth?
No. Go home and shave your teeth. Tell me how that goes.
No, you pull them.
Do they bite?
No, they're not. Does your hair bite you?
No. Well, that's what do I care?
Did you ever see that movie, Teeth?
Oh, yeah, that was... I'm just challenging, you know, watch.
That's a little
I'm
more
thinking about for Megan's sake.
Well, we're old anyways. What's it matter?
Yeah, so I don't. I'm still going hair, teeth for hair.
Yeah, me too. So that's why.
Yeah,
All right, make it interesting.
I don't know. Do I have
to brush these teeth?
Your legs and your arms are completely covered with teeth now.
Yeah. So what?
Ryan's got a beard. His entire face is covered in
my
teeth.
My face, everyone's fit because you have hair follicles.
You can't shave. You said you can't shave. Yeah. Okay.
So you're just going to grow teeth all over.
Can I still eat?
I'm kind of like a superhero, though.
Bingo.
You know what?
I'm teeth guy.
Let's say you got something that's a little tough. You use your chin. Loosen it up before you put it in your mouth.
How are you making this more complicated?
All right, here. We'll make it a little more interesting.
All right, let's make it more interesting.
Let's take the word or out. You take the word or out, and now it's one or the... If you take one, you get the other.
Wait.
So, what was the question?
Hair for teeth or...
So, my only option is hair for teeth.
Though. No. Hair for teeth or...
Teeth for hair.
So, if you take teeth for hair...
You don't get
You get hair for teeth.
So you're just getting both.
You're getting them both.
Well, that's not an either or.
Yeah. So... Never mind. Yeah, but no. What would you rather have, though?
I want teeth.
Teeth.
Would you rather have teeth for hair?
Give me whatever you got. My hair's teeth. I don't care.
Yeah, but if you take teeth for hair.
Listeners, I wish you could watch him figure this out.
Yeah, right. I need a video. We need to be on your teeth. We need to be on YouTube for this.
You know what it is? He knows he's screwed, but he just keeps trying to save
it. I got nothing.
Either way, no matter how you spin it, you're ending up with teeth on all over your body and hair in your mouth.
Now, you can't win there.
Get rid of or you just got to pick one or the other.
I know. He was down the rabbit hole. He was trying to get a lifeline.
I was pulling the ripcord trying.
How long is the teeth in your hair? Can you trim it?
You can't eat with it, though.
Yeah, but you could trim your hair.
You could trim it and throw indentures to eat and just keep trimming your teeth hair.
Okay. Or I go around with teeth all over me.
Well,
I almost agree with Ryan on this.
Well, let me ask you this.
You shave your teeth, throw in dentures.
You know what? Too much work.
So being covered in teeth is a good scenario.
As you start to bald, do your teeth fall out?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's got something here. Coming from Stubb, the bald guy, who wouldn't have any teeth on his head because he's got no hair on his head.
He'd have a couple of baby teeth there around the soft spot.
That's all right.
I could hold stuff up there in my bald spot. You know, I'd have like a little shelf there with the teeth all around it.
Yeah, there's got to be an or, though. There's got to be something.
No, you take the hair for teeth, you shave them every once in a while, and you use dentures.
I think here's where it gets more interesting. Because we're assuming hair for teeth, you keep your hair, too. Or teeth for hair, you keep your teeth. I say whatever one you pick, you lose the other one. So let's say you were getting there. If you go hair for teeth,
you almost got there.
Jump if on you the go hair
wagon,
for teeth,
your hair,
your hair is
else.
Now in your teeth and nowhere else.
Whatever.
Or
so I look like the kid from Powder.
Or teeth for hair, you're covered in teeth,
but you have nothing in your mouth.
But you have nothing. Your gums in your mouth.
So I'm the wolf man, but I have teeth.
Well, you're the tooth man.
Yeah.
How's that going? How's that playing?
That was really good. I was thirsty, sorry.
No, so I keep my teeth, but no, you said if you keep your teeth,
then you have hair
everywhere.
And then you're just shaved.
My teeth do not become hair.
No, your teeth are hair, but the rest of your hair is gone.
No, or I keep my teeth.
No, or your hair all becomes teeth, and your teeth are gone.
Right.
So in this scenario, you have no teeth.
There's no way you're chomping that whatever hot dog monstrosity you created last week.
So
what am
I
having then?
I think you're taking the hair, teeth, and shaving like Brian wants.
Well, then you, yeah.
Again, this is bald,
but who cares?
This is an easy decision for Stubb. He doesn't have hair to begin with.
That one's too easy too, though.
He's got hair on his legs.
I don't think it's all that easy.
It's easy, because now I'm hairless.
Yeah.
But I still have no
teeth.
You
gotta walk around hairless.
But I still have no teeth.
Hairless means no eyebrows, no nothing.
Okay. There's people that have that.
Yeah.
But I have, but he's saying I don't have teeth either.
You know what? I wouldn't mind being hairless.
You know what I saw that was crazy the other day? Did you ever notice Whoopi Goldberg has no eyebrows? She shaves them.
No, I didn't pay any attention.
True story.
Well, the next time they lose all their hair.
Oh, she doesn't. She shaves them. She shaves her eyebrows. Well.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
You ready? Every time you eat, you got to pick one of these two things. You're going to have a 50% chance of one of these two things happening every single time you eat.
Every bite is this?
Every meal.
Okay.
Either you have a 50% chance of pooping yourself.
I've got that now.
Or a 50% chance that the food turns into spiders of equal size and weight while you're eating it.
Every bite?
Every meal.
Every meal.
Pay attention. Oh.
Well, I don't want either of those.
That's going to happen then.
So I don't have a choice.
That's like a curse.
You have to pick one of those two.
Would you rather
have a 50% chance of pooping? Yeah, I know. Well, it's not a good question if I'm like, would you rather have a 50% chance of pooping yourself or a 50% chance of me giving you $100?
And then there's a chance we see Roach in the diaper, too.
You know what? I would wear, every time I'm sitting down to eat a meal, you slap on your big diaper.
It's not as fun as it's going to...
Why slap on a diaper?
I'm not saying it's fun, but...
I eat on the toilet from now on.
You know what? That's a good point.
I go right in there, take the plate right in there.
I told you he wasn't really stupid.
Set up a TV tray?
For as dumb as you are, that was a good point right there.
I eat right on the toilet.
Put a TV right in front of you?
Yeah.
And you're just sitting in there eating.
And then you don't have to talk to anybody while you eat, too.
You could never go out for dinner,
I might actually try that at home. I like that idea.
I start putting toilets in the living room. Right?
Yeah, what the heck?
You could put a toilet right at the head of the table in the dining room. Yeah. Just sit down with the kids.
Just get grandpa's pot. You could just use that.
I'd have to put a TV in
there. I ain't cleaning it for Roach.
Put a TV in there in the bathroom. You're done.
Yes. I don't. Bingo. We solved this one.
Yeah, that's an easy one. I win.
Yeah. I want the poop.
All right.
Roach thinks he wins.
Roach keeps sending me texts saying, when am I getting my money? All right, here's one for you. What do you got? Do you guys want to keep going stupid or you want to go with a thinker?
Why would we
stupid ones are thinkers?
Here's a stupid one.
Sorry, boys,
I got wet over here.
can we consider any question that doesn't involve feces?
This one doesn't involve feces.
I got a shower. I'm dying of heat here. This is unbelievable.
This one's coming from Reddit. Would you rather eat a man-sized bean or a bean-sized man? You have 24 hours to eat the bean.
The person
is someone you know, but not super well.
Person. Listen, I don't like beans, so there's no way I'm eating a man-sized bean.
What kind of bean?
Yeah.
Like your baked beans?
Well, but it's a baked bean.
So this
the
is
size
a,
of a person.
A Honey, We Shrunk the Kids stuck in the chip dip scenario.
Yes. I got a bean. This is a person. Boom. Down in a second, it's over.
Yeah,
I'm
you
done.
Can slam that down.
You slam it down in a
the
second.
The person's alive.
Not after I get done with it.
It's one crunch.
One swift crunch and they're done.
And if it's Roach, I'd bite his feet off first. Make him try to run around.
You chop those legs right off
of
him and then watch him wiggle around.
Hey, bite a ear off.
Put Roach in an extended release capsule so that he dies slowly with your stomach acids.
Can I eat a person-sized steak?
Or yeah, a steak-sized person. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's different. Now I'll eat a steak.
Person-sized filet mignon.
Yeah, but that's hard to do.
24 hours?
You got 24 hours.
I can do it.
What's the average human weigh? 180 pounds or something?
180 pounds, let's say.
180 pounds of steak in 24 hours?
Well, all right, let's make
it should be a fat guy.
Let's make it more interesting. The person you're eating is a family member.
Oh.
No.
Well, a lot of that depends on which one.
Right. You don't know. You have to pick. You have to pick.
Is it your cousin wife?
What do I take? Could be your kids.
Wonder Woman?
By the way, just so we all know, that man-sized steak is a 3,000-ounce steak.
3,000 ounces.
Okay.
In 24 hours.
That seems like too much to eat in 24 hours. I need a week.
Or you're eating your loved one.
Or you're eating a loved one.
Now you're forcing us to go with the steak.
Can you Google first how many ounces of steak can you eat in a day?
I'll look up world record most steak.
You have to eat the whole thing or...
It's like, what was the movie? The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, that was like a 64 ounce.
Yeah, and John Candy, he got all the steak down, and then he said, got to eat the gristle, too.
I went
I
don't like much fat myself.
Amarillo, Texas, on one of our trips, and we stopped at a restaurant. 72-ounce steak challenge it was.
And all the gristle,
and they
too.
Had... No, there was French fries and I think a salad.
Who eats
and
that?
The steak.
Who eats
They had
that?
A bunch of winners, but while we were there, there was two people that did it, and neither one of them could do
guys,
it.
Guys, I'm going to tell you something that is upsetting. This is an LA Times story from 2015. 120-pound Sacramento woman sets record by eating 3 72-ounce steaks in 20 minutes.
20
first steak eaten in 4 minutes, under 4.5 minutes. Second one was done under 12.
Where was it done?
The third was in at the 20-minute mark. She attempted to eat a fourth steak, but it proved to be too much.
Where was it done?
A Texas restaurant.
Amarillo, Texas.
Yes.
That's the one we went to. It's a great big
keep
giant
in mind,
Texas. Or...
That's the only like 220 ounces?
Yeah.
Eating that many ounces quick is a lot different than eating 3,000 ounces in 24 hours.
You would need more like a steak a week to eat that.
There's no way you could do that in a day.
Can I get some side dishes, like 20 pounds?
You want to eat more?
No, I want to like split up into like a whole meal so I could, you know, different things I can eat.
Is there dessert, some baked
potatoes, some beans.
Wouldn't you have to try it, though, if it's one of your loved ones you're going to lose?
Oh, you got
to
try. Gives you a good excuse to eat that much.
Do you think there's 3,000 ounces of anything you could eat in a day?
Here's a question along those lines.
No.
All right. Would you rather eat 10 gallons of cookie dough or 10 gallons of ice cream, but that's all you can eat plus water until it's gone? Stub is
10
dead.
10 gallons?
What is going on here?
Oh, boy.
What?
We're recording.
You want the keys? Okay.
We're recording.
Oh, yeah. This plays well with the show.
This is good.
Let's jingle the keys.
Jingle the keys.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
I'm sure.
That's my loving wife.
Wow. 10 gallons of
10 gallons of cookie dough or 10 gallons of ice cream, and that's all you can eat plus water until it's gone. Stub is dead.
I would go ice cream.
Yeah, I'd be dead. The diabetes killed me.
Does Zevia make ice cream?
No, but I tried some ice cream. I'm not going to name names. Not so good. It was a diabetic type of ice cream. Yeah.
I say we go ice cream and we'll take our chances with Stub.
10 gallons of ice cream.
Either makes it or doesn't.
Yeah.
In 24 hours?
No, you can take as long as you want, but that's all you can eat until it's gone.
Oh, that's no big deal.
Which one are you picking? Ice cream or cookie dough?
Cookie's cooked. I like chocolate chip. I'd go with that.
Cookie dough.
Stupid.
I want to cook. Can I?
I guess
he
does.
He always wants to change it.
He always wants to change it.
Wait. Just to clarify, it's edible it's not like salmonella cookie dough.
No,
right?
It's just right
there. How much of that is there?
How much of what? Salmonella cookie dough?
No, the cookie dough.
10 gallons.
10 gallons.
Either way.
It's either cookie dough or
ice cream. It's ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Like I'm a big fan of cookie dough, but I think that would be too rich to.
Do I get different flavors?
It would take a lot longer to do cookie dough, I think.
Ice cream, you could melt and you could chug it real fast.
How far? How long have we been on?
It's close to 40 minutes. We got to cut it now.
So I got another question.
What's the question?
I don't know. I want one more question.
One more question.
All right, we'll do a quick speed round here.
Who cares if he passes out?
I'm enjoying him passing out.
It's not that hot. Toughen up.
Can we film the paramedics when they come to save him?
All right, ready? Really quick.
If they look at him at the wrong angle,
find the damn question.
All right, here we go.
Finger.
Would you rather be the clown who distracts the bull or the cowboy who has to ride the bull?
Ooh.
Oof.
Speed round. Ryan says cowboy.
I'm saying cowboy because I think you get more chicks that way.
I'm going clown.
No one's going home with a clown.
I'm going cowboy, too, because you know what? You fall off the horse, they're right there to, or the bull,
the,
they're right
there. The clown's
there.
Right there to get the bull's attention.
They pick you up, and then the clown has to fight off.
Yeah, they don't always land, you know, in the perfect spot.
No, you can get hurt pretty bad, but.
I would like to see the ratio of clowns hurt to riders hurt.
Josh, look it up.
It's right.
All right, listeners, tweet in that number. Thank you. We're all done. We're getting close to pass out.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.